Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, friend, buddy, pal, author. How are you? How was your weekend?
A really great weekend. So my book came out last week. We are number 11 on the chart. So thank you so much. I got the official results today. Number 11. Ooh.
Congratulations. Number 11 on the chart. Number one in our hearts.
You're the best friend anybody could wish for. Thank you. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time. We got a lot to talk about.
So Harry and Meghan were secretly taping their trip to New York City for Netflix documentary. The two of them were in New York City this weekend. Garrett got to see them, so we'll talk all about that.
Uh-huh.
And Page Six are now reporting they had their own camera crew follow them around the whirlwind trip here to the city. They started out at a tour at the 9/11 memorial on Thursday. We saw their videographer with them. Also, too, Harry was spotted wearing a microphone. You could see the little wire falling out of his back when they went up to Harlem to visit the iconic soul food restaurant Melba's. I've been there. It's amazing. Also, too, there's speculation that Meghan was wearing a winter wardrobe. Very, very thick coats, Garrett, and it was quite hot out to hide.
There's a breeze from time to time. I mean, give her a break. It was a breezy weekend here in New York City.
To hide her microphone. I don't think they should hide this at all. They've got a big contract with Netflix. So it was reported to be over $100 million. They want the goods for that. So, yes, do we want amazing documentaries about good causes? Yes. But we really want the Harry and Meghan reality show. That's what we want. I'm told this won't be the Kardashians. It won't be the Housewives. But it is more of a reality show than you think.
So the Queen won't be flipping tables, is what you're saying.
I don't think she's going to sign a release to be in this. I think it's going to be...
Speaking of releases, I didn't see any release papers coming my way over the weekend from if this is a crew following them for a documentary
on Netflix. You were so close to them that you could be in it. So explain what it was like backstage at the big concert that they turned up at.
Yes, so I was had the opportunity to work for Extra, not to name drop anything.
Extra.
Exactly. So I got to work the red carpet at the Global Citizen Festival in Central Park. Now, this is the superstar lineup alone. J-Lo, Lizzo, Coldplay, Billie Eilish. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And Meghan and Harry were there. The buzz around Central Park of those two alone, Rob Shooter, were pretty amazing. It was like everyone who passed by at any given point was like, was that Meghan? Was that Harry? Yeah, I think I saw Meghan. Yeah. I think I saw Harry. Yeah. So funny enough, like well played by them, given it was probably just luck, but as the carpet starts behind us, like so everybody interviewing people could see stuff happening behind on a walkway, golf carts were being used to transport celebrities from when they arrived at the park to the area where they would go before they would go on stage. Sure enough, we're in the middle of interviews with, I believe, like Cyndi Lauper and a bunch of other people. There goes Meghan and Harry in their golf cart. Rob Shooter, it almost had a Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes feel to it, because not only did they have their people like trailing behind, they had others that were there that had passes that were there in attendance to see the show, trying to get to their golf cart to just get a glimpse of Meghan.
So other celebrities were trying to get to see.
Not just any celebrities, like backstage, it's like people who know people who know people who got passes. Yes, right. Those people were trying to track down the golf cart.
Did anybody catch them? Where did they hide? Give me the details. So they arrive on the golf car. They go to a holding area. I imagine a private van type of thing. Is that what happened? Private room?
Yeah. So you're pretty much a tented area. So you have to get through security just to get to this area. Pretty much, there was no way you were getting close to them. The only way possible is if you got a glimpse while they were on the golf cart being transported to, and that's what happened. So everybody ran, and it's so funny watching the crews that were on the carpet run towards Meghan. Meghan and Harry, be like, we need them.
We need that shot. Did you run? Did you get it for Extra? Did Extra get the shot?
No, because at the end of the day, they were already gone.
They were gone.
There was no way you were running to catch up to them, but everybody thought that they would get a chance.
Chasing the golf course around the Great Lawn to try and get Harry and Meghan.
And then funny enough, they go up on stage, they do what they do, and everybody comes back, the carpet starts going again, and sure enough, during the interviews, as it's going, Meghan and Harry are exiting, and everybody does the same exact thing.
So they didn't do the carpet. So Meghan and Harry did not do soundbites. Oh. They did not do interviews. They arrived on a golf cart. They got whisked off to a private area. They came out. They gave their little speech at the show, and then they left. Bang, bang, bang.
Yes, but it was all about people trying to get that 2 seconds of
soundbite.
They looked at me.
Not even
a soundbite. A picture. Look, they looked at me. I think I got the back of Harry's head at one point. Like,
I gotta
admit, that's how quick
it was. It was a big day. I was in the park working for German TV, and the reason I was there was because of Harry and Meghan. All I talked about was Harry and Meghan. The crowd that lined up, there were about 60,000 people that tried to get into that park. I interviewed the crowd. I went up and down the line. Do you know who they were waiting for? It was not J-Lo. It was not Billie Eilish. It was Harry and Meghan. Harry and Meghan was who everybody had gone.
60,000 people.
Did you feel the energy when they got on stage? Was there definitely a thrust, a roar from the crowd?
There was definitely a roar, but it was just amazing to see the buzz backstage of just people wanting to get a glimpse of them.
Something. They're superstars. You know, like, they are superstars.
You and I talk about it. You more closer to the royals than I, obviously, but and I live vicariously through you. And, you know, it's like one of those, like, I don't get it, but then seeing the buzz.
It gets you excited.
And seeing how people.
It gets you.
It does. It really, truly
you
does.
Get so whipped
so,
up in it.
So as much as I give you grief from time to time about how royal stuff, I finally understand.
You find, oh, thank goodness, Gareth, it's only taking you a year, you monster. But, yes, so this
I'm
brings us,
guy.
You're a great guy. This brings us to our poll question of the day. So Harry and Meghan were taping their New York trip for a Netflix documentary about them. It's not a reality show. It is a documentary, but I'm told it's going to be very real. So maybe we can call it a documentary reality. We can make up our own word. Will you watch it? That's the question. Let's get to the point. That's the question. Will you watch it? Now, I know some of you are going to say no because you're just annoyed with them, but I think you might watch it. Like the Oprah thing, I think got 60 million viewers in the end. So will you watch it? Tell the truth. There's no judgment here on this show. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. The answer is yes for me too. Or go to our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip.
You can
leave a comment there. You can watch it on my couch. We'll sit together and have ice cream. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, I think we've influenced the vote. I don't know if that's technically allowed.
I think we do. And I credit you for trusting me with ice cream on your couch.
Second thoughts. You can have a glass of water. Moving along. What is Kanye up to?
So he shared, which is different because Kanye normally doesn't share any photos of his children.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
private.
Mostly about him, his music, his clothing line, his sneakers. But he shared some photos of his son's broken arm. So his son, Saint West, of course, is recovering right now from something earlier this month. And, you know, his arm was broken in a few places. So Saturday morning, Kanye shared some photos on Instagram of the x-rays. And I don't know why he did it, but there was no caption. And it's so weird when people who post stuff on Instagram don't put a caption with it. So, it does. And credit to Kanye and Kim because they're known for it. They get people talking. They get people assuming. They get people writing their own captions of everything. But we do hope and wish for a quick healing recovery from their son. He's 5 years old. I remember breaking my arm when I was like 7.
Oh,
I was playing Ghostbusters in the park. It was, you know, I thought I was chasing after a ghost and I tripped. But, you know, it stinks being 5 years old and having a broken arm. But, you know, hopefully it's a quick recovery.
As a little boy, I hurt my arm at birth. So my arm was always in a plaster or a sling growing up.
That's right.
And I actually sort of grew to like it in a weird way. It was very Evan Hansen. I always had a cast on my arm for some operation I was going through. And people were always signing it at school, and it sort of made me cool in a weird way. I was always that guy that they came over and put their name on it, put hearts on there, or different writing on it. It's a saint.
Would you let me sign your cast?
Absolutely.
Like, would I have to come up to you, or would you be like, would you like to sign my cast? Like, would you have to ask me?
I think, Garrett, if I want something, I ask. I would ask you, and you're a cute boy, so I'd come flying over to you. It's a talking point. It gave me a chance to talk to the cute boys, so I'd come over to you and say, sign my cast and give me a kiss. So, Saint, we hope you're doing better. Interesting, isn't it, that he did this? He didn't put any caption, like you said, so we're assuming it's Saint's arm. It could be some of a random child, probably not. But, well, soon. Moving along, Blake Shelton is joking about Ariana Grande replacing him. This is such a great story. So, producers at The Voice are reportedly looking to refine a replacement for Blake. Now, I've heard this too. Blake's the only judge that has been on that show since day one. Now, when the show started, it was actually quite hard to get really big celebrities to do it. They didn't want to sign up for this. And the same with American Idol. In the beginning, they couldn't get big stars. That has changed. However, Ariana Grande is the biggest superstar they've ever had, and it has changed the dynamic. And now that Ariana has done the show, other huge stars that wouldn't have done it before are now thinking about it. She's opened the floodgates, so to speak. So there's lots of talks, lots of reporting that maybe Blake might be replaced on the show. He saw one of these stories and he posted it and said, "Thank you very much, Ariana Grande. You got me fired." She responded, "It has sort of blown up." Now, I like that Blake can laugh about this, but Garrett, there's some truth to it. It's not. There is some truth to this. My sources are telling me. But they love changing the host. It's been there forever. He can get better people now, more people that get top 10 records like Ariana. There's truth to this.
But see, in his own right, too, because I know as much as you are up in music, you know, country might not be in your wheelhouse from time to time. But because of The Voice, Blake Shelton has actually catapulted his career to where he's one of the top five country artists in the world. And with that, too, I think having a single judge that has always been like the foundation of the judges that doesn't – you need that because you do a constant changeover. Then it's like, okay, we're kind of starting from fresh with the dynamic.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, having that sort of foundation, that anchor is a good thing. But I would argue now Kelly Clarkson can be that after a few seasons. Or even John Legend's. You know, these judges have become so familiar so quickly because we know them. They're not new stars. They're stars, and then we get used to them in that role. I'll argue after a year, Ariana Grande could be the foundation of that show. The amount of viewers, new viewers, that she could potentially bring in. She has more followers on social media than all the other judges combined. And so, if a massive country star, yes, they've got to represent that genre, if a massive country star said they wanted to do it, would they get rid of Blake? I'm told that he wouldn't be, he's not being fired or anything. I don't want to be too dramatic, but he could be asked
to kind of like give a season off. You
like
know.
Gwen Stefani's off for a few seasons. She comes back. Nick Jonas. They like this rotation. So I'm glad that you're laughing, Blake, but don't, you know, take it a little bit more seriously because there is some truth to it. Okay, Garrett, what's going on with Britney?
So here's the interesting thing, Rob Shooter. So once we learn that Britney Spears is pretty much near being free of her conservatorship, these documentaries just like, I guess they were sitting at the floodgates waiting for an opportunity to just be like, all right, here we go. There's another one calling Controlling Britney Spears, where we're learning that Britney was given prepackaged envelopes of medication. Ooh. You know, so an executive assistant at Black Box Security.
That sounds serious.
Which was...
Ooh.
Yeah, very much so. Or it actually sounds like a very adulterated.
Thank you very
video.
Much. Keep going. Terrible.
Which was used by Britney Spears' father, Jamie, for her security. They made this shocking allegation. So it goes, "How is it okay?" They said, "We're in charge of her medication." Their security, you know, they should hold it, but we were given prepackaged envelopes, which we assume was done by, you know, Jamie Spears' team or whatever. It kind of reminded the security team of being in prison, pretty much. You know, even to the same people even said that every single request was monitored. Her phone and texts were bugged. Shh. Her bedroom was bugged. And this guy that was speaking from Black Box Security even says he kept those tapes after being asked to delete them because he didn't want to delete evidence. So, I mean, could this be, you know, just playing into the story? Is it true? I don't know. I don't think we'll ever see it until it might go into court.
Wow.
But it's just so interesting that all these documentaries, especially about Britney and everybody around her, are now coming to light after the fact that the conservatorship, which Jamie Spears had very much control over, is pretty much down to, you know, its final
days. Yeah, well, they've opened up the floodgates, as you said. Also, too, now that Britney has spoken about it herself in court, you're not going to get sued by talking about it, because because you can't say it's not true. She's confirmed that all this stuff, or a lot of it, is true. And let's remember, the New York Times documentary that sort of started all this was a huge hit. So in television, in all of show business, once something's a hit, you keep riding it. You keep going, you keep going. So that's why we're getting a flood of these Britney documentaries. Not only is there an enormous amount of information that is being revealed, but also too, people are buying it. We're watching it. We're buying the magazines again. Yeah. And so once again, Britney is probably one of the hottest celebrities in the world at the moment. Shocking revelations. The stuff about recording her in her bedroom was outrageous.
What about the fact that every guy had to be approved?
The security guard went on to say that every guy she paid any interest in, it dated, the dad was all over. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Thank you very much, darling. So on Friday's show, we found out that Britney Spears' kids had a restraining order against her father. Are we going to find out more about her dad's behaviour? Well, we've answered that with the last story. The answer's yes, and you think it is yes too. 89% said yes. I guess at this point, it has been proven that we're going to find out a lot more. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day.
See, we might have differences on this, Rob. You say nicest of the day. I say he's not... He's being a bad guy on this one. So let's talk about Daniel Craig. So he's warning actors to choose a different career. You know, Daniel Craig, who has made arguably hundreds of millions of dollars off of playing James Bond in 007, has warned young actors, hoping to follow in his footsteps. My advice to young actors is don't do it. Any other career, he told fans. It's so degrading and depressing at times. The rejection is quite defensive and bolishy. It's a very you word to deal with. But here's the thing, Rob Schroeder. Like, he's at the end of his career. You know, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. And for him to be like, no. No more. Right. No more actors. Actor door is shut. Don't do it. It's just like, let those people do it and figure it out themselves.
I like this because I think it's good to tell people the truth about any potential career. And if you really want to do it, you will do this. And if you don't and you can't put up with the rejection, it's not for you. I can't imagine being an actor. I can't imagine going on audition after audition and being told no, being rejected. It takes a real special personality to do that. My ego could not stand it. It's not the career for me. And so I like to know the truth. I think whenever you tell the truth about a career, you know, a lot of people in show business don't do that. We pretend that it's so glamorous and everything's so wonderful. I tell people the truth. Writing this book was the hardest thing I ever did. And I'm not even sure I'll ever do it again.
I did do it.
And if people said to me, should I write a book? I would say no, unless you really, really have to. It's really, really, really hard. And so it looks glamorous. Seeing myself on the charts is really fun, Garrett. I like that part. I like doing the interviews, but actually doing the work is really, really hard. And you should only do if you are prepared to do the work. Acting's no different.
And that's the thing, especially over the weekend, too, when I was working for Extra, a very big gig that I was able to get. They said, how hard are you willing to work? And, you know, you and I are pretty much cut from the same cloth where it's like, yeah, we got to do whatever we got to do. Rob Schroeder, it was almost probably a good 8 to almost 9 hour day for maybe something
3 minutes
close
of footage.
To a minute.
It's going to be three, 5 minutes tonight. And it will look fun. I can't wait to see you do the intro on the carpet. It's Garrett Vogel, blah, 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 blah. It's going to look great, but I know the amount of work that went into
that. There was a full 8 hour day. And the question is, how hard are you willing to work to put into it? And that's what goes back to what Daniel Craig was saying of, you know, yes, if you just think you're going to land James Bond movie by getting off the flight from Hollywood and saying, give me the, it's not going to happen.
But we talk about it in the four-word answer. I ask in the book, if you knew that your dreams were going to take maybe a decade to come true, do you still want them? And if the answer is yes, go for them. If it's no, that's that's fine too, but just be honest about it. Let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Uh-oh.
Anna Navarro, who is on The View, is slamming Donald Trump Jr., who seems to be making fun of her weight. So Anna was one of the hosts on The View that was asked to leave the set because she tested falsely positive for COVID. Donald Trump Jr. took this as an opportunity to tweet the following quote. It's time for a national conversation about the dangers of COVID-19 and obesity. Ooh, she is having none of this fat shaming and responded,
right.
Quote, thanks for the concern.
That was very nice of her to say.
I don't have COVID. Fortunately for you, if you want to have a conversation about the effects of obesity on people with COVID, your dad is a phone call away, assuming he answers your calls. Then she added, or just ask your sister to call him for you. You know what? I don't clap back. I don't. And I'm not saying she shouldn't. I don't clap back. When people make awful, horrible comments, we don't talk about people's weight on this show. It's not funny. No. It's not clever. It doesn't make you smart. Shut up. But if they do, I would recommend ignore them. Don't give them any attention. Just walk away. What do you think?
100%, Rob Schurter. And you know what? I want to throw another naughty onto this list, too. The executive producers of The View. We fell into this trap.
Get it together.
Okay, because all these testing protocols, you get tested, you find out if you're negative or positive, then you go forward and do the job. They sent them out to do
before they had the results. Yeah.
Before they had the results, they didn't tell Joy Behar what was going on. She came back.
Joy
was
great.
Joy
filled that time up brilliantly. She just took questions from the audience.
Of course. But if you listen to the producers, like, we'll tell you after that. Big tease. Like, how do you not know that information?
Know.
So the executive producers of The View playing off of this when you clearly knew the results before you sent them out on
get
set.
Get it together. How was the COVID testing for the concert in the park? Did you have to get tested, Garrett?
Had to get tested the day before, which, again, was negative.
Good.
So all good for that. Then once you get there, you have to have your vaccine card. You have to have an ID.
Yep.
You have to show that pretty much just like every almost 200 feet when you're walking
through the park.
They were
asking, where's your vaccine card? Where's your ID? And they checked it.
Luckily, most of the things now can be on your phone.
Yeah.
So
do you think Harry and Meghan had to show their ID?
Well, so apparently everybody at the park had to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So I would assume same for presenters and artists, too, for them to partake in the festival because it wouldn't make sense. Or I don't know, maybe celebrities have to just show proof of the negative test. I don't know.
I think they had to be tested.
They wanted
I bet
to.
They all had to be tested.
They were.
And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob.
Yes.
Sponsored by The Four-Word Answer, my new book, which is available right now on Amazon.
Number 11.
Doesn't that feel good? It sounds so great. I love it. So over my years of working with some of the most successful people in the world, it wasn't just talent that J-Lo, Diddy, Bon Jovi, Alicia Keys, and Jessica Simpson all had in common. No, what they really shared was their ability to silence that nasty little voice in their head telling them, I'm not good enough. That voice is a lie. It is not telling you the truth. It has never been telling you the truth. So stop listening to it. Is it possible to erase it? Maybe not entirely, but I'm going to teach you how to turn down the volume of that nasty little voice in my new book, The Four-Word Answer. Garrett, you're good at turning down that voice in your head. Yep.
Oh, sometimes to the point where people are like, hello, hello, hey, is anybody listening to me? Please, hello.
Ignore that voice. I'm going to teach you how to do it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review and a quick birthday shout out. Miss D, happy birthday, Miss D, my friend. Happy birthday. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be
if
naughty,
you're going to be naughty,
Got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.